Welcome to Radio.
Welcome to Sister's Place Blog Talk Radio Show. Today we have joining us for our author showcase segment, author Melina Crawford. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's such a pleasure on this beautiful day.
Yes.
So tell us about your debut novel, A Fistful of Honey, and when it will be released.
Absolutely. So A Fistful of Honey will be released this month, Black History Month, February 21st, 2017. It will start on Amazon, so you can pre-order your copy right now, or you can go ahead and get it on the 21st while it's hot.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the novel. Tell us a little bit about the novel. What inspired you to write this novel?
Absolutely. So this book, I want everyone to know, when you read this book, you are reading a journey. This has been a journey that I've gone through as the author, and it's really been a gift from God. So in 2013, mm-hmm. When Trayvon Martin's murderer got off, I went into mm-hmm. kind of a tailspin. I was very, very angry, very confused, very just all of these feelings. And so I asked God, you know, how is it that there is still so much injustice and so much oppression in 2013? And why is it that Black people especially are still feeling the brunt of it 400
mm-hmm.
years after, you know, slavery started? And so A Fistful of Honey is the answer to that prayer that I made in 2013. So for 3 months after that night, every morning I would wake up almost like clockwork, and this information would just come to me. These words would
mm-hmm.
come to me. These characters would come to me. And so I was very obedient and diligent in writing it down, and that's exactly what I did. So I've wrapped it up, and I've been a writer since I was 7 years old. So this message is wrapped up in some great literary fiction, but there is a healing element to this story. So that is how A Fistful of Honey came to be, and I'm so, so grateful for it. The feedback that we're getting on it, I'm just floored and overwhelmed that it is being a healing blueprint. So,
absolutely.
The book, yes. So the book, we'll probably talk about the plot in a few, but the book grapples just about everything that I have gone through. I mean, it's not strictly my life. Of course, it's fiction.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of Black women like me have gone through racism, the history
mm-hmm.
of race, who we are as the original people, what it means to be Black and woman, Black womanhood. So it's all in the story.
Okay.
Just a little romance.
How did you choose the title? A little romance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
How did you choose the title?
Well, that's another thing that came to me, but there is a chapter in the book that you'll see. The character goes into a different realm in the book, and one of those
mm-hmm.
realms is slavery, not to give
mm-hmm.
too much away. So A Fistful of Honey really is symbology for the sweetness that our ancestors gave to us,
mm-hmm.
promised land, the legacy that they gave to us in exchange for what they went through. So the honey is everything that's sweet in life, especially for us women, our femininity, our joy, our passion, all of that. And the question for the character and for us is, what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do
mm-hmm.
with the honey that you've been given? Yeah. So it's a nice little twist. I'm not going to give too much away, but that's where that comes from, the title.
Sounds good. Yeah. Well, that title jumped out at me. So I like that.
Wonderful.
It's all in that title.
Yes.
So
yes.
You had mentioned the plot earlier. What type of plot twist do our readers have to look forward to? Was it complicated for you to come up with the different plots?
It was extremely complicated, but like I said before, this book was inspired by God, and so all of those twists were kind of given to me. There would be no way that I could, with all my own little brain, come up with all the twists that are inside this book. I guarantee you. But, because they surprised me, like, oh, wow, that's about to happen. But there are just so many, and all of them are helpful to the reader as well. Because they're exact parallels to what we go through in life. They're exact parallels to the healing process that a lot of us have gone through. So, But I will say.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the character, Alina Ford, she goes into just a dark time. Okay, so she's very, very wealthy to begin with. She lives in the Upper East Side in Manhattan. Life is good, and she assumes that life will always be good, and so it's not. It's not.
Okay.
Everything that she held on to claim her identity, you're going to find it's going to be swept away from her. Every single thing.
Oh my.
And so what she's left with is finding her own divinity in this book, finding her own identity. And there are going to be some companions along the way. One of them is Mary Magdalene, who are going to help her shape that. And the twist is we are depending on Alina Ford to come into her divinity because she has a safe humanity. She has a save us. So,
Okay. All right. Yeah. So after the readers read A Fistful of Honey, is there a particular message that you want them to walk away with?
Absolutely. First is that no matter how things look, it's an illusion. Question we always have to ask is what is God trying to tell me? What is the bigger picture? Mm-hmm. What is the lesson that I need to learn to get to the other side? So I want readers to always remember that. No matter how dark the time, especially in these times that we're in, there's something greater in store, and we have to trust in that. Another is never be ashamed of your past and what you've gone through, and that one of the key messages in the book is you'll find is forgiveness. It is a must. But for so many of us, forgiveness is a tough thing. You know, it's a process. And so I want the readers to understand or get a better idea what forgiveness really does for us, what it frees up for us, what it creates. And I'm talking forgiveness for things all the way from slavery, so from the root of, you know, our affliction, our oppression, you know, and what it does for us in this right here moment. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I was checking out your website for these last couple minutes. Tell us about Black Woman Royalty for our women who are listening.
You
offer that service.
So first and foremost, my passion is empowerment, especially for Black women, and bringing us back to our royalty, which we are. You know, we are the mothers and the queens of the earth. So Black Woman Royalty is really leading my clients through a blueprint back to their state of royalty and helping them to create lives that they desire based on that identity of royalty, Yeah. So
okay.
We're getting into, identity, who they really are, developing a plan, and getting ready for exposure.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
So if you could give us with the affirmation for the day for our listeners, what would that be?
Let's see. I am open to all of the wonderful miracles that God has in store for me. I am open to all of the wonderful miracles that God has in store for me. There are so many treasures lined up for you. Everything that you prayed for is lined up for you, but we have to be open to receive it. So many times we have resentment blocking it. We have a belief that we are not worthy to receive it, blocking it. We have family beliefs that we've inherited, blocking it. So I am affirming, and I hope that you affirm with me, that I am open, to receiving it, and it will be mine. It will be ours. Victory is already done. Yes.
Absolutely. I love that. I love that.
thank you.
How can our listeners find you and learn more about you on social media?
I am not a big social media person, but I do have a page, or as you can see probably, I do have a page on Facebook that is the most active. We've got about 21,000 people on it now, and it is called The Black Divine Feminine Reawakened on Facebook. So Facebook.com/ The Black Divine Feminine Reawakened. And that's pretty much the hub of my movement. That's where you'll find my Facebook Live videos. I post every single day motivation for Black women especially, and any training will be there. You can also find me on my website, which is melinacrawford.com, which will be updating shortly for classes and things like that. And you can find the book, A Fistful of Honey, on Amazon. You can go ahead and pre-order there on Amazon or get your copy after the 21st or on or after the 21st.
All right. All right. That is beautiful. I look forward to reading A Fistful of Honey for our author showcase segment.
And
thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate you. We support you. And I love
you.
What you're doing, empowering Black women.
Much.
That is so important.
Time. It is our time, ladies. So let's do this.
That's right. Rise up, ladies.
Yes.
Thank you, Melina.
Thank you,
Latrice.
It's been a pleasure. You too. Bye-bye.
Likewise. All right now. Bye-bye.